Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S.
Subjects. More S's, please.
My mouth is full of your lemon cream.
It's crusty.
It is crusty.
No, this is really soft, actually.
Softy.
I don't put soft things in your mouth.
Succulent.
You put all sorts of soft things in my mouth now.
Slurpee. I could go for Slurpee.
Like, so could I.
A guacamole flavored one.
No. Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast. A roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm guacamole.
This is the S Words.
I'm sorry. I'm guacin.
Kevin guacin?
I'm guacin. Yeah, Kevin guacin. Guacin. Guacamole. Mole man.
Yeah. I'm speak.
Guacin bacon?
I guess I would be Guac Lee.
I'm Guac Aaron.
So this episode's about guacamole.
Even though that doesn't start with an S.
Or have an S.
Guacamoles.
No, guacamole is a plural.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that the plural of guacamole is guacamole.
It is an essence of avocado.
I don't know.
That has no S either. Well.
Avocados?
This is the scraps segment where we just go through and rifle through topics until we're done. Kevin has decided to give us a 2-minute time limit on some of these, so
Oh, yeah. I better
you better pull out your
get
timer.
Get the thing out, yeah.
Oh man.
Better get that thing out and put it in your mouth. I haven't even gotten it out yet.
Oh. I'm just anticipating it.
So good.
How's your pie?
Oh man, I love these.
What the hell? No. Do you not remember?
What?
None of you remember.
Which one?
How's your pie?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
I don't remember that one.
You guys were just... It's so good.
It's so good.
You don't remember from Spider-Man 3?
I didn't watch
the most ridiculous part of Spider-Man 3.
It was the most ridiculous part.
Yes, it is the most ridiculous part.
Really? It's more.
Yes.
It's more ridiculous.
James Franco is sitting at the diner, and the waitress goes, and you're like, why is this in the movie? Because the waitress goes up to him and says, "So how's your pie, hon?" And he's like, "It's so good." And I'm like, "What movie am I watching?"
Well, here's the question. Also, like, that's actually more ridiculous than the guyliner scene. Where he looks at himself in the window and he emos his hair.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I can imagine the guyliner scene in a comic. I can't imagine How's Your Pie.
How's Your Pie?
Why would you waste
next
two panels
scene.
To
so
explain
good.
Why is so good?
Because you are probably either Michael Bendis or... What were you going to say?
I've seen the guyliner type of thing in a comic before. I have never seen It's So Good on recording in regard to a pie in any comic, ever. If you can find that for me, you can send it to us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Put the subject, It's So Good. Okay? But I'm going to delete it if there's no reference to a comic where a guy eats a pie and says, It's So Good.
That's true.
I can think of a TV show, but... Not a comic.
Yeah.
So what's the show?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
That's some damn good pie.
Okay, that contest is over.
Song is the winner! Yay!
So here's how it's going to go.
Dom and I didn't even
so, everybody shut up. I got the timer set up. Every 2 minutes, we're going to switch the topic. You're going to know when the topic switches because this thing's going to go... Bzz, 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 bzz.
Your thing really buzzes around like that?
It's going to buzz.
Must make the ladies happy.
Feels so good.
It must make John happy.
I'm done.
Every 2 minutes.
This episode's over. Okay?
Let's start. Bring us the first topic.
Okay, first topic is Sean Connery. What the hell?
How did we not go and get a Sean Connery episode?
I thought this was a
this
subject,
long?
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's not do this one.
No, that was quick. That was 8 seconds.
let me bring it down to stuff that we're probably never going to talk about.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, let's get
to the real crap.
We can talk about Sean Connery in like actual terms someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved him at Saturday Night Live, the Jeopardy show. Man, that was great.
Okay, ready? Ready?
Yes, yes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, we actually did a Sherlock Holmes episode. Right.
We did?
When, well, no, no. I tried doing one, and I recorded it badly and lost it in a hard drive crash.
So, really?
Yeah.
What did you even talk about? I don't even know what to talk about with Sherlock Holmes.
We talked about the Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was last year, like right around January, February. We were like, hey, let's talk about Sherlock Holmes.
And so you only talked about the movie?
Well, we tried to. We talked about other stuff too. But we ran out of stuff to talk about because Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, how many people have actually read about Sherlock Holmes as opposed to eating guacamole?
Thanks, Kevin. But
the Sherlock show is actually good. The new one that's.
Oh, the BBC one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people will talk about Sherlock Holmes way more and ask us to talk about Sherlock Holmes way more when that show gets more popular. But you know, we've already done the scrap, so it's not like we can talk about Sherlock Holmes.
They only had like, what, 3 episodes?
Yes, because we've never talked about anything twice, like the Super Bowl. We didn't talk about it in the second table.
We didn't talk about it twice.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about, what's that guy's name again?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Guaca Rodgers?
Yeah.
So Aaron Moley.
Aaron Moley.
Aaron Moley. That's right. Oh, they're making Sherlock Holmes 2.
Yeah.
That's coming out this year?
Noomi Rapace.
Rapace? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. Robert Downey Jr. Like, is very busy. Fight scenes. I really enjoyed those, you know, thought out and then actually play it out.
Yeah, you should watch Next.
Next?
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Whoa. That's like, no. That's like, you should watch Skyline.
Hey, Next was not as bad as Skyline.
That's because it was only 80 minutes.
Possibly so.
That's the only good thing I remember about that movie. And Nicolas Cage's hair.
The best thing about Next is it ended. But
we're done talking about Sherlock Holmes pretty soon, right?
Yeah,
I think we are. It's only 10, 9.
In the Sherlock Holmes episode,
I remember
Albert saying that he wanted to see Bolo Jung playing Sherlock Holmes, and that was the weirdest thing I'd heard in a long time.
And okay, we're done. All right, next one. Talking about Shel Silverstein. Go.
Wow, Shel Silverstein, the guy who wrote those poems, what is it, A Light in the Attic, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Wait, those are poems?
Yeah,
I thought they were books.
They were books full of
stories.
No, they're books full of poems.
Wait, who did The Giving Tree?
The Giving Tree was
someone else.
Somebody
not Shel Silverstein. Oh, okay. Okay, that's why I was confused. Go ahead.
Okay, so Shel Silverstein did, you know, that poem which was written around a giraffe's neck, and he wrote all of those really, really visually interesting ones to try and get kids into poetry, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what?
I'm Being Eaten by a Boa Constrictor?
Yeah, the I'm Being Eaten by a Boa Constrictor poem was him. He did all sorts of really weird things when you look back on it, but it was all in the name of getting kids to read. Huh. Because, like, wow, this is funny looking.
Yep.
What's going on here? Yeah. And he would explain that, you know.
I remember growing up really liking those books. I don't remember anything about them anymore, but I remember liking them a lot.
The saddest one is where I think it was the sea turtle fell in love with the bagpipes.
What? That sounds depressing on like three different levels, actually.
I think it was a sea turtle. I can't remember now. It was some kind of animal fell in love with the bagpipes.
Well, that sounds like one of his poems, though.
Yeah, it really does.
But yeah, I just remember the artwork. I really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it was all black and white. It was all very like pencil-y and, well, actually not really.
It was pen.
It was pen.
Yeah,
pen. Yeah. It was really sketchy, what I was trying to say. Like, okay, wait, hold on. Sketchy might be the wrong one to say there because it's got such baggage attached to it. But it was very sketch-like. How about that?
Yeah, okay. Better than Krusty.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks. But yeah, I mean, I loved his books, and I'm sure that when I have a kid, I'll be getting those books for my kid, too.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And by kind of awesome, I mean really awesome.
Did he do the missing O, too? Or the missing piece?
I honestly don't know.
Possibly?
Because I think I was on the BART the other day, and mom was reading that to her kids, so... Twice.
Wait, he did do The Giving Tree.
Oh, yeah, I was right, yeah. Screw you all. Next topic is Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. Seuss is yet another guy who we need to talk more about, because, for one thing, the books are awesome, and the movies they make based on it are terrible. Except for the animated one. The one like, Grinch and the Lorax one, right?
Scrooge, right?
Scrooge. That's Charles Dickens.
Whoa, wait.
And that's called A Christmas Story.
Carol.
A
Christmas Story.
Oh, God damn it. Screw you all. This episode's over.
Shoot your eye out.
Soap poisoning.
You'll shoot your eye out.
I double dog dare you.
Aren't they making another Dr. Seuss movie soon?
Probably. Is it going to have a terribly dressed Jim Carrey in
isn't it? No, they're not doing live action ones anymore.
Oh, thank God.
Isn't it Green Eggs and Ham is coming up
next?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
How can you make that into a feature length movie?
How can you make that stupid elephant one into a movie?
Here's a whatever.
Yes, the one where it's like, how did they make this 90 minutes? Oh, that's how.
God.
I want my 89 minutes back.
I mean, How the Grinch Stole Christmas is like 50 minutes at max, isn't it? The original, well, not the original, like the animated one they did.
Have you not seen the director's cut?
What? There's a director's cut?
Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
Of the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Yeah. You're serious about this?
Yeah, they never show it on television, but I'm kidding you.
Jesus, man, don't do that.
Don't mess with the Dr. Seuss man. He's awesome.
That's although 3 hours.
Before I forget to say this, by the way, remember that Silverstein, Seuss did propaganda cartoons. Go look those up. They're awesome.
Okay, that topic's over. Sunrise Animation.
Sunrise Animation, the Gundam people. Danny, go.
Gundam unicorn?
Danny, go!
Okay, okay.
Gundam!
It's the Gundam!
Oh, Gundam!
It's the Gundam!
Yeah, I don't know why you guys made this into a scribe. I could probably spend an hour talking about Sunrise. Okay. You know what Sunrise also made?
Scribe.
Yeah. You know what Sunrise also made? Kara Ogunso. You know what they also made? Yakitate Japan.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They made Gundam.
No, scribe.
They made a lot of Gundam.
That was a great manga. I love that manga.
You realize you're within arm's reach this time.
But yeah, Sunrise, they've just been around for freaking ever, and they've been churning out Gundam after Gundam, and on the side, they do a bunch of other projects that are funded by Gundam.
Did they do Code Geass?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. They did do Code Geass, yes. Lelouch of the Rebellion. And they're doing the new Code Geass Akito of the Lost Country, or whatever it's called.
There's another one?
There's another one coming out.
Might as well.
Wait, Octo the Last Country?
Yeah, Octo the Lost Country.
Oh. That sounds like Code Geass.
It does sound like a title they would make, doesn't it?
God.
Bokoku no Octo.
Let the ridiculous resume.
Octopi.
Jesus.
Yeah, Code Geass. Code Geass. Code Geass was the one where the second season was basically just watching a shark jump a trampoline every week.
It's a roller coaster.
It's the shark jumping contest.
It was insane.
You know, when you jump the shark, it's not the shark that jumps.
But they tried harder. They went that extra mile to make the shark jump.
They pretty much did. It was... Oh,
basically, jumping over the shark is more impressive when the shark itself also jumps.
Is the fawns in any anime?
Hold on.
South Park.
Yeah, sure.
It's animated.
I guess that's true.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so that was Sunrise Animation. Your next topic is Sanrio.
Hello Kitty. Who? Karen, go.
Bats Maru.
What?
Bats Maru.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have the Bats Maru condoms around here somewhere still. They're like 15 years old and probably will crumble to dust.
Are they crusty?
Oh, yes, they are. He thinks it's called recycling.
Wow. This is now a mature audience podcast.
Wait, don't you have the Hello Kitty dildo too?
No, I'm not.
He calls that recycling.
By the way, those are quote unquote massagers, and I do not own
Gina
them.
Has one.
Gina has one. Yeah, sure.
I think I have one too.
There's also a Doraemon one, but meh, I don't care about having those.
Actually, I've been walking through Target, and they have they're starting to have a Hello Kitty section in Target.
Really?
I thought you were gonna say they were selling those at Target.
Oh, Stanley made some creepy movies back in the day, though.
Did they?
It was like the ringing bell one.
Oh my god. Okay, so I worked for a TV website, right? And one of the things that I had to try and look up to see if it actually existed or someone made it up was something called Hello Kitty's Furry Tale Theater. And I'm like, this...
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I'm like, hopefully this is way better than I am thinking about. And it's like, well, it's cleaner than I thought about. But it's not any good because it's just Hello Kitty and fairy tales. But it's like, Hello Kitty's Furry Tale Theater, huh? Hmm.
Is Megumi Hashibara still doing the voice?
I don't have no idea.
I didn't even know she was the voice.
All, yeah, she was originally the voice.
Wow. Sure, why not? I mean, she's bored these days and keeps doing stuff because there's nothing else to do in her retirement.
People have to eat.
Yeah, they gots to eat. All right, that's the Sanrio podcast.
Actually, it's not time for that to end yet.
Well, I remember going to Japan, and you could do anything with a Sanrio license. I remember there was a sushi place that had Sanrio merchandise for that specific sushi place.
That sounds like a great story. Okay, we're done. Next one is the Sandman. Huh.
Sandman? Oh, Neil Gaiman's the Sandman?
I guess so.
Oh, you could just do a general Sandman, I guess.
Mr.
Like
Sandman.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I love that story.
Or Kane Marco.
Spider-Man 2.
Or Falling Asleep.
Or The Bat.
What do you mean, the bat?
The one that you can use to stun people.
What?
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 Is that a Fallout thing?
Guacamole!
Team Fortress 2.
Oh. There's a Team Fortress 2 weapon called the Sandman?
Yes.
Well, there you go, then.
Wait, what character would use it? It would have to be one that has a bat.
The Heavy.
Yes, because the Heavy loves melee weapons so very much.
Yes! That's why he's so heavy.
Doesn't he throw a sandwich at you?
Technically, yes. You can actually throw it now.
You can throw it now?
Yes. Yours.
Whoa.
You throw it, and somebody can eat it and gain health.
So while someone's dying, like getting set on fire, you just throw sandwiches at them?
You've got really good aim.
Wow, that's a really cool thing, then.
Yes.
I should go back to playing Team Fortress 2.
It's a fun game.
I know. I really want to play
it. Neil Gaiman's the Sandman.
Does he throw sandwiches?
A bunch of us read that in college, right? Neil Gaiman's the Sandman?
Yeah. I read it recently, and it's... takes a long time to read.
There's a lot of it,
It's like real readings, yos.
Yes.
Yeah, but Ramadan is worth it, right?
I like the art.
Ramadan?
The chapter named Ramadan, about the sultan who sells Baghdad.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Do you remember? Did you read that one?
I have not finished reading all of them.
Oh, crap.
Well, it's not really a spoiler.
No, it's not really a spoiler, no. It's... done in as an Arabian Nights kind of tale.
I kind of figured that part.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's really good. That and the Midsummer Night's Dream chapter are really good.
Almost all of it's good.
I still don't.
Some of them I think are weird.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
yes. Doll's House was really difficult for me to read.
Doll's House is difficult for me.
But then
to go
Seasons
back and
of
read.
Mist is right after that. So
Seasons
that
of
good.
Mist is really good, but like. The one that's really hard for me to read is The Kindly Ones, because the art is hideous for that one. Which is, it's toward the end, and you will know, because you will go, where the hell did this art go? All right, that's the Sandman.
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee? Oh, man. Did you guys see his appearance on The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Where he's like, damn you fanboys, and he calls the police.
I just like Raj's spiel about... how all of his characters are alliterations.
Well, it's because, you know why, right? The actual reason?
Yeah, it's just easier.
It's because it's easier to remember when it's Peter Parker instead of, like, Peter Smith.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, James Jonah Jameson.
And David Banner.
That came later.
Are we going to explain why he's David Banner?
Why is he David Banner?
Actually? Oh, you don't know?
No. I know I know the original was Bruce Banner. Why is he David now?
So in the television series, he's not Bruce Banner, and he's David Banner because back in the time when the television series was being put together, Bruce was considered a very homosexual name.
Oh, really?
So that's why they changed his name to David Banner.
Wow.
Explains a lot about Bruce Wayne.
Wait, hold on. Does this also apply to the Monty Python Australian skit then? The Bruce.
What is that about?
It's about all of the Australians are named Bruce.
And are they homosexual?
No, they're Australian.
I have no idea then.
It's the same kind of Australian stereotype that you get in the Foster's commercials.
They made fun of a lot of Australians in Monty Python.
Yeah.
They made fun of them all the time.
I seem to remember
that you're pretty familiar with making fun of Australian stuff.
I thought you were like...
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Did
you say that was you know, remember that island where all the jail people went?
I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm quoting directly.
No, I'm pretty sure you said that jail person island. I know what you're thinking about.
Dirty Australians.
You're putting words in my mouth.
And you call them a subcontinent?
Crusty kangaroo island.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guacamoles.
Guacossies.
Guackies.
Guackies. Guassies.
Yeah.
Guassies.
They'd never win the Bud Bowl.
Guastralia.
Guastralia.
So that was Stan Lee.
Bringing the best of
your
us.
Your next one is Strong Bad.
Wow,
that last Stan Lee one was really not about Stan Lee.
Well, the thing is that Strong Bad, I stopped watching them like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's been
Isn't
a while.
That when everyone did?
Probably.
Are they still going?
Are they still going? I have no idea.
Yeah, they are. Actually, I just went to the site recently because I just updated my phone, so I now have flash capability on my phone. And that was like the first site I thought of that has lots of flash. So I checked it out. And yeah, it's still going. It had some new clips up. I didn't actually watch them.
Wow.
They must be like the list of like episodes must be like in the thousands or something. I remember when I first saw it, there was like a couple hundred.
Yeah, they did one a week for a while, and if they've been doing that for 6 years, that minimum, that's 300 more than we used to have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez. I do not want to go back to that, though. I kind of outgrew that humor.
Yeah. It was...
Still, well, some of them are...
slash subsumed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them are like probably the funniest things I've seen on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's the guitar one that I remember. Where
I just, yeah.
Give me the diddlies! Well, I can do the diddlies and the wop wop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite is still Trogdor.
Oh, of course.
Mm.
Burning City.
It's just like so ridiculous. Like just with the giant arms.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got a big.
Well, the thing is that Trogdor has kind of been like overridden in people's memories because of the existence of Axe Cop. If you think about it,
Axe Cop.
Axe Cop.
Oh my God, John! You never heard of Axe Cop?
Yeah.
Axe Cop is.
You would love Axe Cop.
Axe Cop. This is the thing: is that it's a 28-year-old cartoonist and his 5-year-old brother, and whatever his 5-year-old brother thinks of, he draws.
Oh,
I have heard of this.
Okay. The little kid is the writer, and the artist is just...
An artist.
Is a real comic book artist.
He's a real comic book artist.
He got picked up by Dark Horse.
He did. It's pretty awesome. You should look it up. But basically, Axe Cop replaced Strong Bad for me.
Yep. So that's Strong Bad. Let's see what you can do with Samus Aran.
All right, who's here has actually played Metroid?
I played Super Metroid, and I love that game.
That's the only Samus I know of, so...
Yeah, that was one of my favorite games for a while, because that was the first... Major plot spoiler for like my generation.
Wait,
is a girl.
That she's a girl?
Yeah,
she's a woman.
No one believed it when somebody said it. Nobody believed it.
Like nobody listened to John. She's a woman.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Thanks, Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah. It's not called a man and his blob, because that would be horrible.
Oh God.
Wow, way to crush my childhood memories. Thanks, Kevin.
You feed it pills.
What about Man Icarus? No reaction.
I like Man Chameleon better.
Man Chameleon is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Game Man.
How would you feel if I started talking about Alex Mann?
Alex Mann in Monster World?
Yeah. That ain't right, man.
What about Alex Smith in Monster World?
I would send him to Monster World. And I would watch him die over and over again. Not that I'm bitter or anything. No. No, not at all.
No real reason to be bitter.
So, I mean, I've played Metroid 1, 2, Super Metroid, most of the GBA ones, and the, you know, Prime Hunters, but I've never played any of the Metroid Prime games. I like them all, usually.
The thing about me and Metroid is that, going back to the original game, it has the kind of gameplay that I hate the most in any video game, which is step into a room, shoot something, pick up whatever it dropped, leave the room, go back into the same room, shoot something, pick it up, leave the room, shoot...
Right. Just find a spawn.
Isn't that what most all rooms are like?
In Metroid?
In
life?
Real life.
But yeah, that's why I can't do Mega Man very much anymore.
Just find a spawn.
You need to find... It's like, so you need to just farm health, huh?
All yep. Right. Just like in Metal Gear Solid, like Solid Snake.
Is that our next Scraps topic?
Apparently, this Solid transition Snake? Was not smooth enough for you.
But anyway, I'm talking about Metal Gear Solid. Gear?
What?
You don't like Metal Gear Solid?
Okay, wait. I've never played the first Metal Gear Solid. I hate Metal Gear Solid as a series.
Oh, but it's confusing.
But it pays for it pays for Zone of Enders.
But you have to like. You have to like.
I told you how much I
sit there for an hour and a half and fall asleep, and then you get to play the game.
Snake.
You're still annoyed at 4, aren't you?
4 is a game?
It's not a game at all.
It's a Blu-ray.
It's mostly a movie, and I walk around and movie, and then and then I wake up and it's done.
Right. Most experience I have with Solid Snake is watching Phil play the newest one,
which is
where he,
Peace Walker.
He would, Peace Walker, the PSP one.
No, it's the PS3.
Okay, so 4.
And so he'd like crawl into a place, you know, sneak. You know, I'm tired of this. He'd just like get up, run to the middle of the field, and get everyone just shoots them and dies.
Snake!
Yes, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
And no. Wear a box, apparently.
This is the worst thing about Metal Gear Solid that I remember is, do you think that love can bloom on the battlefield?
Yes, it can. Shut up. Use shut your up, CQC.
Yeah,
CQC, yes. Flower petals, and the guy crawls through the fire, and he's a robot now.
Is he a robot now? I thought he was like just
no,
old.
No, the pretty
is
one
now.
Is a robot
Raiden's
now.
Raiden's a robot now.
When you think about it, don't you think the Metal Gear Solid story is pretty much like Axe Cop?
Yeah. But from an old guy.
Yeah.
Instead of a five-year-old.
It probably is
just
a five-year-old.
He's in Vietnam, and he eats snakes.
Yeah.
But that's not him. He's the big boss.
Yeah, except that's the guy he was cloned from. Yeah, that's how it worked.
The next topic is Suikoden, but we can talk about Solid Snake some more.
Well, the problem with Suikoden is that it's not really always the same, but whenever they change the system, it gets worse. Yeah. The Suikoden system.
I heard Suikoden 4 was the best one, right? Right?
Suikoden
right,
4
right,
was probably
right.
The best one. Yeah, Suikoden really? 3 was terrible.
Suikoden 2 was the worst one, right?
No, 2 was a pretty good one.
No, 2 was terrible, and 4 was the best one. I remember this right.
1 aged badly, 2 is all right still, 3 is bad, and then 4 I think is pretty good, okay. I think.
Yeah, 4 is the best one.
What do you
Why
think
are you
number
grinning
one?
At me like that?
We should all say 4 is the best one.
Why?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, number 1 aged badly.
Four is the best
fine.
One.
I played it like two.
Nobody stopped playing Suikoden after Suikoden 4.
Oh yeah, huh? Suikoden kind of did stop being relevant after like 3 or 4.
No, actually 4 was the bad one.
It was the bad one.
Yeah, 3 was actually okay.
Okay.
Four was the one where people were like,
isn't 3 the one that's impossible
this?
To find?
No. 2 is.
2 is the one that's impossible to find. It's like $60 on the PlayStation still. 60 to 70.
You can bring your character's name over, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can have bibis.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
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 No.
What?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's creepy. They're both guys.
No, your characters not with each other. Clearly.
I don't know what you're thinking, man.
It's already creepy enough that 2 is all about the sword guy being top for the shield guy.
What?
What?
It's true.
Why?
Wait. Are we talking about Saint Seiya?
What?
There's swords and shields. Yeah, what happens when the strongest spear goes against the strongest shield? Which one gets broken?
I don't know. Is that a
euphemism? Basically, he punches his own wrist.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. What?
Who punches the wrist?
He punches his own wrist.
Yes, the shield or
because
the
guy's
or the,
head
no,
is stuck between his wrist
shield,
and his fist.
The shield or the spear.
Hmm? Right?
What?
They break each other across his head.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're done.
He breaks the guy's head with the shield and the fist.
No. We can talk about Shoji Kawamori, but I want to talk about Saint Seiya, which is not even one of our scraps.
Wait, hold on. This is actually pretty early on. I mean, this is the...
So that's what happens? Both of them break, and then he punches him in the wrist?
He's... Okay, so the thing about the dragon guy was he had what was purported to be the unbreakable spear and the unbreakable shield.
Yeah.
And what Saiya ends up doing is he gets beat up so badly that in the process of it, he's about to fall, like basically fall forward, and he tries to punch him in the face. Saiya moves his face so that the guy's forearm is right behind this side of it. He ends up doing this, and he gets out of the way.
Yeah. And so instead of punching Saiya in the face, he punches himself in the arm.
And they both break!
And apparently the unbreakable shield and the unbreakable spear break against each other.
That's disappointing.
Sorry.
It's kind of disappointing, actually. So anyway, Shoji Kawamori. He's kind of crazy.
Nah, we don't need to talk about
it. Nah, whatever.
This is still his topic, but let's talk about it.
let's talk more about
beer cat missiles. Come
Are
on.
You hung? I'm not hung. But he loves Saint Seiya.
Yeah.
He does love Saint Seiya.
He does love him some shun.
He used to dress up when he was a little boy.
I'm not saying anything about that. I am so not saying anything about that.
He did.
I like looking at the waveforms, because that one part right after he said he likes dressing up when he was a little boy, it was just this total silence.
So not saying anything.
So apparently the outfits in Clash of the Titans were based on Saint Seiya because the...
Wait, what?
Yeah, the live action, the second, the remake.
Oh, because the Clash of the Titans. It's not really that
based on... He's cracking.
Yeah.
It's the costumes that were based on it.
Yeah, this, well, sorry, this one.
It's just the costumes.
Yeah, the costumes.
Wait, if the Clash of the Titans remake was based on Saint Seiya, it would have been more interesting.
True.
I didn't see it. How was it? I heard it was terrible.
It was terrible.
That's what I heard. I didn't see it.
So did you make her see it?
No, I didn't see it.
All right, that's the end of Shoji Kawamori. And this next one is M. Night Shyamalan.
He sucks.
Danny, sorry, M. Night Shyamalan, go.
Hello. I'd like to thank the S-Words podcast for allowing me to speak during their...
You talk too slowly, M. Night Shyamalan.
But I'm busy trying to think of a twist.
I, James Cameron, have declared your segment over.
Hey, now, you know we can talk about your new movie coming out called Sanctum. That's an S word.
I like spelunking. Spelunking is also an S word.
It's called Sanctum.
Spelunking.
Sanctum.
Sanctum.
If Sanctum was a guacamole,
how would you pronounce it?
You
know how much money spelunking the movie will make? All of it. All of it.
You know, if you take my name and you try to combine it with guacamole, it would be Paul W.S. Guacamole.
This is an amusing game to me.
And he'd be M. Night Guacamole.
I would be... James
Cameron. Cameron.
Camoli.
Cameron.
Camoli.
Cameron. Wait, so we're talking about you, M. Night.
Your movies are terrible, M. Night Shyamalan.
So you got that new movie coming out called Sanctum.
No, that is my movie.
No.
You know it is my movie because it is going to make all of the money.
No.
I see, once again, you've taken... one of the names that I wish to use.
Let me guess. At the end of Sanctum, it would have turned out that it was not actually a sanctum.
Did any of you guys see my new movie, Avatar?
That was my movie.
No,
and
no.
And you know how much money that made?
No,
all of it.
Wait. You make movies for what studio?
All of them.
No.
For my studio.
No, that was a particular studio that you made.
I made all of Fox's money ever with Avatar. So all of it.
You make money for who?
Fox.
Is all the money for Sanctum being made for?
The Sanctum is also for Fox.
In 3D.
Yes.
What's our next... So, Kevin, now that those famous directors are gone, what's our next scrap?
Wait, you say scrap or crap?
I said both.
Okay. Actually, yeah, you did say both.
It's kind of by definition, you can't say scrap without saying crap in there somewhere.
So who's Satoshi Tajiri?
I don't know. Skip!
Well, that was his time. Sam Raimi?
Sam Raimi, wow, okay. We've already bashed the Spider-Man 3 enough.
Wait, how's your pie?
So good.
Was that this episode?
I think it was.
I can't even remember
anymore.
It's a blur.
It's so good. So wait, Sam Raimi. Army of Darkness is still funny.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Hercules Legendary Journeys
yeah. is still pretty fun.
I still like A Simple Plan.
Oh, that's right. A Simple Plan was... Who was in that one? It was... I forget, but it was... They were taking
Billy
money to the
Bob
woods, right?
Thornton.
It was Billy Bob Thornton. That's right.
Drag Me to Hell was odd.
Well, I mean, you have to approach that like thinking it's going to be an Evil Dead movie.
Yeah. He likes to, you know, take horror ideas and... play
make
with
them silly?
Yeah.
But then keep it serious.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Bruce Campbell was sort of God's gift to Sam Raimi because Bruce Campbell is one of the best physical comedy actors that we have.
But he's not in many of his movies.
Of course not. He's just in all of them. I mean, how can we forget some of Bruce Campbell's greatest roles, like Snooty Usher?
And Mysterio.
Was he?
Please?
Bruce Campbell, the man with half a brain, right?
Two
what?
Brains. He had two brains.
The man with two brains.
Wasn't the man with two brains Steve Martin?
No, that was actually... Yeah. Well, he made a new...
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
What?
The jerk?
That's still
father
Steve
of
Martin.
The bride.
That's still Steve Martin.
The man with two brains was, I'm pretty sure, Steve Martin.
Well, there was
a... It is.
Roxanne? Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
There was another one.
There
though.
Was another one?
Yeah.
It was probably the man with half a brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, it might have been the man with one brain.
That was pretty good about Sam Raimi, that one. It was good. Spam?
Spam, spam, spam.
I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
I like spam.
Spamity spam. Spamity spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Koreans eat a lot of spam.
Hawaiians eat a lot of spam.
Hawaiians eat a lot of spam. We had spam this week last night, actually.
If you're short on money, I guess spam's all right.
Fried spam is okay-ish.
I like fried spam.
One of my friends in grade school actually made spam sculptures. That was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Wait, did he just like take them from the can and like
take them from the can and he would carve them? Yeah.
At lunchtime?
Really weird.
Does he
no,
eat
not at lunchtime.
The spam?
No, no. This was a lifetime.
But doesn't the spam feel? Ugh. Just thinking about it made me tingle a bit.
that's a little more than I wanted to know.
Doesn't it feel weird?
Does it feel good?
No.
How does
so
no.
good?
So Kevin, how's your spam?
How's your pie?
So good. Spam good.
It's worth two panels good.
I just got your joke. Spam. You replaced the word damn with spam.
Wow.
Let's see what you did there.
Huh?
That's a spam good pie.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your hands off me, you spam dirty ape.
He's not touching you.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Well, from what I can see above
frankly,
the table,
my dear,
he's
I don't
not touching you.
We're all friendly here at the S Words.
We're really friendly here at the S Words.
Now I have to.
Don't touch him! Don't touch him! Don't touch him! No!
Oh!
No. Yeah, yeah, that's
why,
right.
Why must you get in the way of my and John's love?
You remember the rule.
Which rule?
No touching.
Oh yeah, all cock must be blocked. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
What the hell? You guys have a hand signal for this? for those that you are listening, it's a erect penis hitting a wall and then being crushed and smearing down it.
No, it's more of a disappointment over having not succeeding in its venture.
I'm glad when you guys explain it, you don't use your penises.
Me too.
So am I.
So am I.
Your next choice. Speaking of smashing penises against a wall, William Shatner is our next topic.
There's something on the wing.
There's something on the wing?
There's something on the wing.
What is a wing? Hold on.
Wait, how did wing become wine?
I don't know.
There's something on the wine. There's something in the wine.
There's something in the wine.
Could I be in the water?
If we were only drinking water.
That is not related to William Shatner in any way.
No.
You just want to bring those three directors back.
You know what my favorite William Shatner movie was?
What?
Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Galaxy Quest.
I love Galaxy Quest.
Grignack?
Grignack.
What am I saying?
Rock. Let me turn on the universal
rock.
Translator.
Rock.
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 I still love that stupid little hog thing.
It's
I
want
to see the movie just to see him punch it in the face again. For all I know, that little hog is just trying to be his friend. And he's like, you're supposed to fight the Grignack. Okay. Let me just like punch it in the face.
Yeah, I'm just imagining William Shatner now like wrestling with a pig. Just punching it in the face. Wrestling a space pig.
They probably got that idea from him actually doing it.
Yeah.
He is a pig wrestler.
Of course he is.
He does
what about
everything.
Him? Like,
wait, well, that's what got we talked about this in the Star Trek episode, right? Where
didn't
William
he wrestle
Shatner...
with a pool filled of spam?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but what do you think got him the Priceline? What do you think got him the Priceline gig in the first place?
The pig
fighting
wrestling?
Pigs.
Think about it.
How does Priceline have anything to do with wrestling pigs?
Because William Shatner does both.
Yeah, you got to get a good price. It's just like wrestling a pig.
I will say, Bleep My Dad Says, I tried watching that and I didn't like it.
It's completely unwatchable.
What is it?
Really?
Yeah. Bleep My Dad Says.
Now that's like a dare.
It's his new show.
Is it worse than Skyline?
Go ahead and watch it. Go ahead and watch it. Judge for yourself.
You know
watch.
It's a hit show, right?
It's
it
not
is.
A hit show.
Is it is.
It?
Oh, no, it is.
Total
Why?
Hit.
Why?
It's going to get another season.
Why?
It's probably going to go for 12 seasons.
No.
It's probably going to go for 15 seasons.
It's not.
It's probably going to go for 22
anything,
seasons.
Like The Simpsons?
It's probably going to go for 28 seasons.
And have a movie.
Doctor Who.
Your next topic.
Yes.
My next topic is...
Is Stephen Chow.
Wow. You know, Stephen Chow, I am so understanding of why he pulled out of the Green Hornet now.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, but I can see.
You saw it, right?
It was.
I loved how ridiculous it was.
I liked how ridiculous it was.
I loved it in a Dragon Ball Evolution way.
Yeah, I mean, there were some parts where we actually were honestly laughing at it, you know?
And the part I like the most is when they shoot the Green Bay Packers, man.
Yes.
And I was the only one in the theater laughing.
Because they were just killing random people wearing green.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Alex and I were laughing at that in the movie theater too.
I also like the scene where they're talking and he has the head on his bed.
Yes.
And I just kept looking at the head and laughing. It's one of those few, like, I'm the only one laughing in the theater moments.
But anyway, Stephen Chow, God of Cookery is still one of the greatest comedies ever.
I really don't like God of Cookery.
You don't?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Now that I'm actually thinking really hard about it, there were maybe 5 really funny parts of God of Cookery, and those carry the movie for me. Like the 13 Bronze Men of Shaolin gag that he pulls in.
Okay, yeah, that almost makes me feel like I love it now.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with food.
No, but I mean, for those of you who don't know the 13 Bronze Men of Shaolin gag, it's just like, whenever he tries to escape from the Shaolin Temple, it's like, oh no, the 12 Bronze Men of Shaolin is just these guys, and then they like run. They basically do a parking lot beatdown of him. But there's like 3 of them who run up to the camera and just pose as if they're the traveling Shaolin show. And in the background, they've got like baseball bats and lead pipes, and they're just beating the crap out of him. And so I think just because of that, I remember God of Cookery really fondly.
Okay.
Have you ever seen God of Cookery?
No, I have not.
I will just show you that scene, and you will remember movie.
Well, I just really want to YouTube that scene.
Because it's so ridiculous.
The one scene that has nothing to do with cooking.
No. And then, so, Shaolin Soccer is honestly funny to me.
And has no 12 men of
No, I've seen Shaolin Soccer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the 12 bronze men of Shaolin, yes.
Kung Fu Hustle, right?
Kung Fu Hustle is nice as a, you know...
It's Looney Tunes thing.
It's got its Looney Tunes thing.
And it gave us God Hand.
It gave us the God Hand, yeah.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk about Green Hornet. Here's your Seth Rogen part.
So, Seth Rogen is a funny guy.
I like Seth Rogen a lot.
I like Seth Rogen a lot. I don't think he should be allowed to write more than, like, a quarter of a movie. Because, I mean, if I remember right, 40-Year-Old Virgin, a lot of their dialogue was improvised and written by themselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything Apatow does is...
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, you can't really improvise an action movie. That's what I learned from watching Green Hornet.
And from watching Pineapple Express.
I don't think
Pineapple Express whenever it got into being about the story then was not so great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is kind of what happened with Green Hornet, except the Green Hornet tried to have a lot more story.
Yeah, less story is better.
Yes, for Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember an interview of Seth Rogen and someone was asking him, it was like, so what else are you gonna write? It's like, well, I wrote 40-Year-Old Virgin, I wrote this other one. I really have no idea. That was pretty much it. That's what I wanted to do, and I have no idea what I'm ever going to do. I'm not really good at writing.
Because, I mean, you know...
That's refreshingly honest.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg is the team, right?
Yeah.
And then one of their heights was Superbad.
Mm-hmm. That was their height.
Well, that's true. And it wasn't that high compared to the other... It was actually pretty good. It was pretty good. I will say that.
I didn't like Superbad. Sorry.
You don't like Superbad?
No.
Yeah. I understand that. And then, you know, their low is probably Green Hornet.
Oof. No, I would put Green Hornet above Pineapple Express.
Really?
I really don't like Pineapple Express.
Okay. I guess... Other than when they fight each other. Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Green Hornet had so many scenes where we just stared at the screen and were like, why is this in this movie? Like their buddy fight that ends in Jay Chow flailing around in the pool. I can't swim!
I can't swim! I think there's a good movie in there. But they took way too many tangents, and the acting was just not good enough.
Well, I think if they took more tangents, it would have been better.
Maybe.
Like, replace all story with tangents.
Yes, actually, I would have liked that.
If it was just a series of sketches.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not like the Green Hornet was based on, like, high literature or anything like that. It was based on pulp stuff. So, you know, you just have to take it less seriously. Mm. Keep going.
So, let's do the next Seth. Is Seth Green?
Seth Green.
Okay.
Robot Chicken.
Isn't he making a Star Wars dedicated one?
A Star Wars dedicated Robot Chicken?
Yeah.
Isn't he's made, like, three of them.
No, I mean an actual show. Just
Star Wars?
Yeah.
How much longer could you do that?
Yeah, how much longer can you do those jokes? They've gone through like every scene already and picked it apart piece by piece, basically.
Maybe it'd be like the Ewok show?
I think they've done that already in Robot Chicken.
You mean the one where they go, we are the Ewoks?
Actually, have you seen It's a Trap yet?
You mean It's a Trap?
Yeah,
I thought you meant it. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, there's a whole. If you haven't seen it, there's a whole spiel where
they just make fun of him.
Yeah, where they just make fun of him.
Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth Green. It's a scene where the Emperor like basically taunts Luke Skywalker into fighting, and then it just goes into like, you know, that guy is Seth Green. I really hate him. You know, like what has he done lately? You know, like. You know, like, he wasn't, like, you know, like, he did a soft movie. He's going, yeah, that guy's terrible.
What was that movie he did with,
Without a
with
Paddle?
Vin Diesel, actually, where they, it's like, the where they're the kids of mobsters and they go to, like, Minnesota. I forget what that's called. Like,
the hell?
I'm serious about compute. This. I am serious about
I totally
this.
Believe this.
I thought you were about to mistake Seth Green for Sean William Scott, and that movie's The Rundown.
That would have made sense, yes.
No. I'm going to also have to confuse.
Vin Corky
Diesel.
Romano.
No, it's not. It's
Corky
not.
Romano.
Father of the Bride 2.
Oh, yeah. Pitch Black.
Roxanne.
No, Pitch Black 3.
Escape
right?
to Witch Mountain. The Tooth Fairy.
I'm looking and hopefully I will find it.
Now we're fully in the rock territory. Tokyo Drift.
Fast 5. Is the new one.
It's called Knockaround Guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow. I do know what you're talking about. I didn't know either of them were in that movie, though.
I didn't know.
Vin Diesel and Dennis Hopper and John Malkovich and Barry Pepper.
That would be why.
Barry Pepper.
Waterworld?
Knockaround.
Waterworld.
Knockaround. Go see it right now. It's hot.
Waterworld.
What's our next topic?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh.
Seth MacFarlane. Ugh.
Yeah. He makes shows for Fox.
This is the problem with Seth MacFarlane, is that Family Guy is where all the A jokes go, right?
Yep.
And even then, he barely has enough A jokes to put in Family Guy.
So then the rejects go to American Dad.
And then the rejects go to the Cleveland Show.
And then the rejects of that go into direct to DVD movies, not the Star Wars ones, or but this other one. What was that one? That he had Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Seth MacFarlane is...
He's a good voice actor.
He's a good voice actor. He has funny ideas.
He's a good singer.
And I just wish he would get less of them on paper and on television. Because there are some parts of Family Guy that just make me, you know, honestly laugh my ass off. And then there are parts of Family Guy where I just stare and go, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, Family Guy for me falls into two categories. One is, yeah, that's funny. The other one is, I'm going to push this button long enough and hopefully maybe you'll laugh at it eventually.
Running gag kind of deal, yeah.
Not just running gag.
It's just like making something disgusting.
Yeah. Offensive. Yeah, that's funny, right? Offensive.
Yeah. Apparently the trans community was up in arms about one episode of Family Guy.
What was?
The trans community.
Not surprising.
They've offended everyone.
They've offended everybody. Yeah. It's Family
Guy. He's basically attempting to offend everybody once.
He's trying to out South Park, and he's not good enough at it.
Mm. Well, South Park can just like do an episode that, like once a week, right? They just create it. So, my question is like the whole American Dad and the Cleveland Show, how are they still on? I mean, they're just...
They don't cost much to make.
Because they don't cost much to make.
Oh, my God.
And people watch them.
And people watch them. Yeah.
This is America. Of course people watch them.
Jesus Christ.
How do you think stuff, whatever bleep my dad says, is on the air and all the shows we like always get canceled?
Yeah. Or they're on like premium cable channels, basically.
Yeah.
All the shows we like are either on premium cable channels or they die.
There are plenty of people that still really like Family Guy right now.
Family Guy, I don't have too much of a problem with.
There's still plenty of people who still like The Simpsons.
Cleveland.
That matter.
Yeah, well, Simpsons just it has like a, you know, a fan base that's huge. Yeah,
Simpsons is just a new
It can't die.
Simpsons cannot die. Yeah. Fox as a network will just collapse without the Simpsons.
Too big to fit.
No, they have American Idol.
Speaking of American Idol, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, what?
Patrick Stewart. Well, like American Dad.
Patrick Stewart is still a great actor. What?
Is he the one with cancer?
No, that was Patrick Swayze, and Patrick Swayze no longer has cancer because he's dead.
I'm sorry. That was terrible. What the hell? Come on.
Jeez. Patrick
I'm like,
Stewart.
I should not laugh at this. What the hell, Dom?
There's an awesome YouTube clip of him
pie?
On...
It's so dead.
I want to say Sesame Street, talking about the letter B.
Oh, yes.
And it's
B
him.
Or not B.
Yes, B or not B. And he's very Shakespearean. And
well,
it's
yes,
very,
he's very Shakespearean because very he's a trained Shakespearean
actor. Clip.
He makes, by the way, a great Richard III and a great King Lear.
Oh, nice.
However, I really wish, and I know this will never happen, I really wish that he would be Spider Jerusalem like he always talked about being.
Yeah.
But it's never going to happen.
Oh, they might as well never turn Transmetropolitan into anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's too long to be a movie. And it's too, like, out there to try and be a TV series because there's a definite arc to it, and you would have to commit to way too much of it to be reasonable, you know? So it works out best as a graphic novel.
You know what story he should be in is Christmas Carol?
He did a one-man Christmas Carol. And he also did the Muppet. Well, no, he didn't do the Muppet Christmas Carol. It was someone else.
That's Michael Caine.
Thank you.
We talked about this last episode. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You know what story you should be in is Moby Dick.
Yes. That's Moby Dick, right?
That's the whale.
He could do that. He could pull it off.
I was thinking more
do you want
like,
the one man show Moby Dick?
I was thinking more like Ahab.
Oh, okay.
He did that, right?
I think he did.
You know what type of story should be in a Star Trek? Playing Moby Dick.
Yes.
And Ahab.
Yes.
At the same time.
At the same time. And Ishmael.
How would you do that? Puppets?
CG. And well, puppets. I mean, because well, actually, yeah, you've seen CG
this,
Patrick Stewart
already.
This
hand can be Ishmael. This hand can be Ahab.
And then Patrick Stewart himself is the whale.
He's no Patrick
He does
Stewart
have the hump
is,
like a snowhill.
It would be the set. Yeah. That's why there's the whale is one hand. So there's the other one. Stewart's is a set.
Speaking of your terribly offensive joke at the last topic, guess what the next S word is?
Patrick Swayze?
Yes!
Wow. So Patrick Swayze was like one of the guys when we were growing up.
Roadhouse.
He was one
Ghost.
Ghost. Let's see here.
Dirty Dancing!
There was an awesome SNL clip where he's a Chippendale dancer.
Yes, the Chippendales sketch that is legendary with Chris Farley.
Christmas Carol?
Yes. Along with Michael Caine, yes, yes. And Patrick Stewart. They were all playing Scrooge. At the same time. They were playing different ages of Scrooge.
Well, that makes sense. Patrick
was called the Three Scrooges.
The Three Scrooges, exactly. So, as a random note, did you guys see the clip of...
Ghost
was it?
2.
No, not Ghost 2. There was a part
Ghost
where...
Ghost Rider.
You know that girl who was... That was Michael Cera's girlfriend, and that was the only reason she ever got any roles.
The Paper Heart Girl?
Ghost
the Paper
Rider.
Heart Girl. Yeah. The Paper Heart Girl. There was a clip of her and Channing Tatum reenacting scenes in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
That was a crazy, crazy clip, and I'm like, I kind of like Channing Tatum now because of the horrendous wig he was wearing.
You know, Patrick Swayze was in a movie I think had the worst... It's like one of my least favorite titles for a movie.
Point Break.
Which was Next of Kin.
Oh, God.
I don't remember what the movie was about. Well, no, it was like someone murdered his brother or something like that. And so he goes and gets revenge or whatever. But I'm like, Next of Kin, why would someone make a title like that?
It's because the original title, Knockaround Guys, was already taken.
By a movie that was coming out several decades in the future.
Hey, projects can be in limbo for... 20 years.
Waiting for their actors to get born. Yes.
So The Outsiders,
like Spider-Man.
By the way, The Outsiders, I didn't realize until I was much older. It's like, wow, this was totally meant just to see like teenagers in wet, oily t-shirts, huh? And later I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that.
What Outsiders are you talking about?
The when Outsiders, I think about... the movie The Outsiders.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
The one with the greasers versus the Socs.
Is that the one based on the S.E. Hinton book?
Yes, yeah. Called The Outsiders. It was like him, C. Thomas Howell. It was the entire Brat Pack, basically. You're staring at me blankly.
Can you put in the cricket sound right now?
Keep going.
Cricket noises. You guys know how to talk about Slayers.
Slayers? All right, go. I mean, there's Buffy. She's
an Slayer. No, your anime thing.
It's an old anime?
It's really old. Not really old. It's like 16 years old. But it was right around the time
when a bunch of us
were getting into anime.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen Slayers and Slayers Next, and Slayers Try, and I've seen the five movies. Okay, let's name them. Slayers the Motion Picture. Slayers. What's the second movie called?
I have no idea.
One of them is like Slayers like Great.
Slayers Great. You're right.
Slayers Gorgeous. Is it Slayers Return?
Might be. I know that there was Slayers recent Slayers.
They just Slayers have forever? Adjectives after the word Slayers.
No, but they recently had Slayers Revolution, which bucked the adjective trend. But it's...
Well, so did Slayers the Motion Picture.
So what about Slayers and Robin? Or Slayers Forever?
Now I'm looking these up.
I remember that it was a lot of fun, and then in the...
Slayer's Return, you jerk.
I thought I said Slayer's Return is fine.
You did.
Yeah.
And then it was Slayer's Great, Gorgeous,
you're still a jerk.
And Premium.
Premium, right.
That was the OVA. I think they're on the beach.
The problem with the Slayer's movie stuff is that they completely forget about any kind of comedy, and it's all about Naga jumping up and down and laughing at people.
Yes.
And it's just like, this isn't funny.
It's weird because all the movies and stuff are actually prequels to the TV series.
Yeah.
And they never really connect the two.
But, you know, I remember Slayers pretty fondly. It was funny for its time. It was like, hey, look, they're taking fantasy totally not seriously at all. And they're running around and setting things on fire. And that's really their entire shtick.
And I remember meeting... Oh, we're out of time.
Let's continue with Slayers.
You're talking about meeting Kawamura and Maria, huh?
She was a hoot.
The voice of Naga. It's like, before you laugh like Naga, first you have to turn your head up so that you're looking down at everybody through your nose.
And your nostrils.
Nostrils, thank you.
Wait a minute. Right. There was one called Slayer's Revolution.
It was recent.
And the one that comes after it is called Slayer's Evolution R.
That is correct.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Second half of the season, but they split it up into two... 13 episodes.
Because if you put the R in front of evolution,
it's R evolution. Wow. That's deep, Kevin. If you put the...
How's your pie?
So good.
I'm glad we're bringing back this thing from a movie we don't want to remember from, I think, almost 10 years ago.
Was Spider-Man 3 almost 10 years ago now?
What? Spider-Man 3 came out in 1972.
right with Captain America, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the 1980s Captain America. Oh my god.
He throws a bike up onto a building.
The Red Skull plays the piano at the end because it's supposed to be meaningful. What are we supposed to be talking about right now?
Adam Sandler.
Just keep going about Slayer.
Adam Sandler is
Skip. Please.
Well, there are some Adam Sandler movies that I actually kind of like.
Adam Sandler is not being skipped.
With Adam Sandler. No.
Happy Gilmore is fine. It's not a great movie, but it's funny. Billy Madison. That one had maybe three scenes that made me laugh.
The one where the devil sound was just weird.
I like Little Nicky. 50 First Dates.
Little Nicky.
50 First Dates was sweet.
Yeah.
That and The Wedding Singer. Which were both him and...
Drew Barrymore,
thank you. I was mixing her up with Cameron Diaz because of when they did Charlie's Angels together. Which brings me back, now that it's Cameron Diaz, to the like random old jokes they made at her in Green Hornet. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like someone of your age. It's like, I'm 38!
She actually said she's in the movie, she was younger than she actually is. By a few years.
But still, anyway, Adam Sandler, Opera Man was okay-ish, but not really that good when he was on Saturday Night Live. But what was his best Saturday Night Live character? Was it Opera Man? I think that's what he's mostly remembered for, huh?
Yeah.
He's mostly remembered for the Hanukkah song, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
The songs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did the song. Some of his songs are funny.
Yeah.
And then I really do like The Wedding Singer. I honestly do like The Wedding Singer as its own thing.
I didn't mind Funny People. Apparently, Grown Ups is supposed to be at least somewhat good.
Eh. Alright, Kevin's dying now. Let's move on. Yeah, Kevin has started dying. He's wilting. He needs more sun.
He's feeling just like me, man. Well, how much time is on the...
You didn't even start the timer. Go!
we were not supposed to do this topic. I said Kevin. I was like...
Just keep going.
How are we supposed to know when we're done?
How to get burned?
Saran wrap.
How to get burned?
It's great for protection.
From what?
This topic's done. This topic is...
Saran wrap is a company, not a product.
Anyway. Well, the wrap that Saran sells.
Yeah.
Saran Europeans call it cling film.
What name is that?
Wow, okay, I didn't mean... that is not even dirty, and it's like something I didn't need to know. Okay, your next one is Colonel Sanders.
Wow.
So what is your favorite thing to eat at Kentucky Fried Chicken?
This is the water? I don't know.
The water?
I actually like their coleslaw.
You know, Colonel Sanders himself called mashed potatoes white, like wallpaper paste.
Yeah, but anyway...
does he put it in cling film?
Possibly.
Yes. I remember growing up with KFC, and it used to be good back then. It used to be similar quality as like Popeye's is right now. And then it just became really, really greasy.
But it's because people wanted more grease, I thought. That's why they made it greasier.
Oh, God. Well, it wasn't me. I didn't like it that way, and I still don't like it that way.
I just find it funny how...
You can buy the grease alone now.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Oh, man. You just sip it down in a big cup and start drinking it.
It's a trick now.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's Willie's retirement grease.
Thanks, Danny. Man. That's the first time you've talked in like 15 minutes. And that's what you said.
What?
Every time you take a sip of that, it reminds you that I'm glad that I'm an American.
Of back at home in Kentucky.
Oh, man.
I remember in the SNL clip when the Double Down came out, and it was like the news whatever update, and the newscaster was saying, like, he described the Double Down and goes like, yeah, and for a dollar more, the cashier will stab you in the heart.
The Double Down also led to Taco Town, didn't it?
No, Taco Town came first.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Oh my God, Taco Town!
God, I wish there was a real Taco Town. Not to eat the food, just to see the ridiculous food.
Yeah. And now we wrap it in an entire French crepe.
KFC's... I can watch Taco Town a million times and never be tired of it. It's just... I love Taco Town.
Is KFC still around?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
They did reduce the stores. Like,
they ridiculously changed their name to KFC.
Yeah, because then they tried to claim it was Kitchen Fresh Chicken.
Yeah.
And then they had all these people that looked all healthy in a clean environment eating it and smiling and be like, yeah, Kitchen Fresh Chicken. And then sales went down. So they went back to the gorge yourself on oils.
Okay.
And then
here,
sales went back
50
up.
50 pieces of chicken for
$20. For only $20. Yeah. And you get a freaking weird chocolate cake.
Yeah. I heard the grilled chicken is doing terribly.
Well, in Japan, it's the Christmas meal.
In Japan, they're also they had a
Kentucky Fried Chicken for Christmas.
Yes,
like a turkey.
They did a huge snow job on the Japanese.
Whoa,
it was awesome. That's the correct term, snow job.
Whoa. That is an advertising term. It's okay.
Okay,
it's like, oh, this house looks like crap. Let's cover it in snow and then take pictures of it.
Oh. Christmas, right?
So anyway, there's also a curse of the colonel in Japan, too. It's why the Hanshin Tigers didn't win the championship for many years.
So the curse if you have Kentucky Fried Chicken as your sponsor, you can't win?
Let me tell you the curse of the colonel. It's kind of an awesome story.
Is this still about Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the curse of the colonel because it's Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that a tradition in Japan, specifically in Osaka, is when the Hanshin Tigers win the championship, people who look like the players jump into the river, the Dotonbori River, which, by the way, when I went there, was a bright green, so it was disgusting looking. But anyway.
But it's bright green.
Yeah, it's bright green.
As opposed to dark green. So it's good for you.
Yes. But anyway, so the thing is that, you know, they won the championship one year. And you know how there are, you know, white people who play in the Japanese leagues?
There are?
Yes.
Don't they just do really well?
The goal is to do well and then
go back to the American
and then get drafted to the majors in America.
But so the whole thing is that, so they were looking around for someone who looked like the token foreign player on the Hanshin Tigers. And they couldn't find anyone because, well, it's Osaka. And so someone put upon the bright idea, it's like, well, Colonel Sanders is white, so they uprooted a KFC statue and threw it in the river.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were going to say they dug his corpse out.
Why would Colonel Sanders do that
in Osaka?
Well, they know.
Hey,
that doesn't mean they have to. Yeah, just go home to Kentucky. I mean travel to Kentucky.
What?
Take him out.
The body.
Ship him to Osaka. Throw him in the river.
No. So the thing is,
how a bronze statue is not white.
No. It was like a plastic painted statue.
So they repainted it.
It was already a painted statue.
Yeah, they have statues of the colonel around.
Yeah.
But they dug this one up.
No, they uprooted it.
They pulled it off of its base.
Oh, uprooted. Yes, uprooted. That's totally different from grave robbing.
That is correct.
Okay. Yes, you're okay. Right.
The thing is that they threw it in the river, and then for something like 30 years or so after that, they didn't win the championship again, which is an impressive feat given that the Japanese baseball league is like 8 teams.
Mm. Yeah.
So they just say because they did the Colonel Sanders thing that
they call it the curse of the Colonel.
Yes,
that's not even close to like the Bambino or anything.
Well, give it a couple of years.
The thing is that it's a little more close to the Billy Goat curse that the Chicago Cubs have.
Explain.
So the curse of the Billy Goat.
Money can be used to exchange for goods and services.
So this is the thing is that the
really?
Explain how. So anyway, the curse of the Billy Goat is the claim by one like Chicago area farmer that because the Chicago Cubs did not allow him into the stadium with his Billy Goat, that he cursed the team.
With his goat.
His goat cursed the team, and he did too. And that they haven't won a championship since, what was it, 1908?
Thereabouts.
Yeah, because of him. And it's like, that's such BS, but people believe it, because if you're a Chicago Cubs fan, you will believe anything to try and justify why your team has stunk up the joint for a century.
It's baseball.
It's baseball. It's all superstition.
Yeah.
All right, so what was the next actual topic past Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders is the only one we've actually gotten for way too long. Can you think about that, out of these topics, Colonel Sanders...
What can I say? We love our chicken.
We barely talked about the chicken.
Speaking of baseball and...
chicken?
Colonel Sanders, yeah, chicken. Wasn't there that scene in Major Leagues where he had to sacrifice a chicken? And
he's getting a bucket. Yes, he does have to sacrifice a chicken because he thinks there's a voodoo curse on his bat.
And so they give him a bucket of KFC.
Yeah.
Kevin, for the Aaron Rodgers team, you should eat some chicken every
time. No.
God, no.
No. Let's keep going. No. Let's keep going. How many topics do we have left?
You have no baubles.
What?
Sprite.
Sprite?
Oh, Mike's not here for this.
Oh, yeah, all the different flavors.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I mean, it has flying.
Yeah, if you had somebody who really knew all the goddamn sprites out there, the unique taste that you can get. It's non-caffeinated, so I drink it.
I don't drink it as much as I used to, but it's it feels good when you have a sore throat a little bit. Like not a sore throat, but like not a fully sore throat. But like when your throat feels like it's full of crap, and then you drink Sprite and you feel a little bit better about it.
Would you say your throat feels crusty?
It feels so good.
It feels so good.
How's your Sprite?
So good.
There's a well-known story among the CA people of Mike buying what was called pepper chicken on the menu. And what it was one of those chicken cutlets, microwaved, and then just poured with a bunch of black pepper on top of it. And so he's sitting and goes, yeah, this pepper. And so he's like, okay, this is too much. So he was drinking Sprite as he always does. And so he poured the Sprite on top of it to dilute it. He goes, hey, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even the way you think it is. Because, you know, the styrofoam containers, they have like the little kind of portion areas, right? He basically took an empty portion area, poured Sprite into it, took the chicken, and kind of dunked it.
Yeah. Well, it's not really dunking so much as washing off the pepper at that point.
Yes, but it looks like dunking.
It did look like dunking.
I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was weird then.
Really?
Maybe it was just that
I don't think it's weird now.
Oh, yeah.
So how's your pie?
It's so good.
So how's your pepper chicken?
Oh, it needs a little Sprite.
You should just make cheap-ass pepper chicken for your Super Bowl and then put a bowl of Sprite in it.
That's only if Mike agrees to come. We'll see what happens.
If you told him that's going to be there, he'll come.
If you Sprite it, he
pepper
will come.
Pepper chicken and Sprite? Oh, I'm there.
I'm still in.
Chicken that's been over-peppered? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has his bias of any of those citrusy drinks that is not Sprite.
Oh, yeah. Sierra Mist.
Yeah, Sierra Mist is like... It's asked him.
All right. Anyway.
I've never known anyone that's won so many Sprites through the 1 in 6 wins thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Dom, this is the last topic. This is the one that I'm sure you're going to love. I know exactly what you're going to say as soon as I tell you the topic name. You know exactly what he's going to say.
So good.
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark built this in a cave out of scrap.
Sorry, was it a pile of scrap?
With a pile of scrap.
So it's Tony Stark.
So anyway, Tony Stark. We've talked about him a little bit in the Spider-Man or superhero one, right?
With Demon
in
a Bottle. Iron Man.
Two.
He's in Marvel versus Capcom.
Two?
He's in all of the Marvel versus Capcoms.
There's no Iron Man 2. There's only one Iron Man movie.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
No, there's no 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they never got rid of Terrence Howard.
Oh. They never made it 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they're skipping to 3.
Was this called War Machine at that point?
They didn't make any.
War Machine was the War Machine movie.
There's no War Machine movie. Yeah. There's no Iron Man 2. There's no Avengers movie. No Thor movie. No Captain America movie.
What about Samuel Jackson? He's got to be in there somewhere.
Marvel
right?
superheroes.
He's not in the Marvel universe at all.
Oh, come on.
I'm just protecting us all for the future.
What about Nick Fury? You could have Samuel Jackson. That'd be great.
Nick Fury is.
He was in the ending of Iron Man.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
And he's in the previews
for Thor, right? Yeah, but there's no Thor movie. Yeah. I'm now claiming certain movies don't exist before seeing them.
Wow.
I'm a preemptive.
This is the preemptive denial.
I'm already...
You have advanced your technique since we last met.
You can't protect yourself if you're not willing to think of the future.
That's very profound in a strange way, Kevin. Yes.
I'm pretty sure when you guys invite me to say, oh, let's watch Thor in IMAX 3D, I'm ready to say no.
Good for you, man.
I don't know how many of us will actually say, hey, let's go see Thor at all.
Well, not anyone sitting here, but I know of a few people that will.
Yeah, I know.
And then I know of a few people here that may probably go.
Well, wait.
Because they saw Skyline.
Hold on. The Captain America movie looks mildly decent.
Joe
right?
Johnston.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm waiting for actual footage.
Joe Johnston.
I think that's a bad thing.
You're making fun of that part. But I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe Johnston.
What does that even mean?
The Wolfman.
Oh.
I think that's a bad thing.
Okay.
Jurassic Park 3?
Oh.
I think that's a bad thing.
I think that comes with a free Froger.
That's bad. Wait, sorry, what?
That's good.
Jeez. Wait, I was supposed to say that's bad, but then you fed me with a Froger line.
I think that comes with a free Froger.
Oh, that's good.
But the Froger is also cursed.
Oh, that's bad.
It comes with your choice of topping.
That's good.
The toppings are made from potassium benzoate.
It is potassium. That's bad. Checked this before.
That's bad.
Can I go home now?
No! You must watch Skyline.
I've already seen clips of Skyline, but the ones that are completely unrelated to each other.
It's enough.
Because really, that's basically the flow of the movie, right?
It's we really need one person that has seen Skyline and The Legend of Chun-Li.
Why are you looking at me for that? You already fulfill one of those criteria.
So do you.
And so does John.
No, I don't.
Yes, you saw Skyline.
I totally blacked that out. So I don't care anymore.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Evolution...
I can watch that.
If you watch Shameless, such a weird experience.
What's Shameless?
Shameless is a new Showtime series. It stars... two of the stars... is the two main stars of Dragon Ball Evolution.
Is Stuff Chow Yun-Fat?
No.
James Marsters?
Instead of Chow Yun-Fat, it has God, what's
Noah Ringer.
I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a famous
Justin Chadwick.
Well, it has Justin Chadwick. It has Emmy Rossum, and
wow, that is Dragon Ball.
Yes, it is. and then there's a father who's played by God, I can't remember his name. He generally plays like really old losers who drinks too much.
What? You have no idea how
Ryan Dennehy?
No, I can't.
Well, that is
a
good
remember.
Choice.
But yeah. Dude? I'm totally blanking on his name.
I don't know if he's that far above that.
Jeff Bridges?
He did make Tron Legacy.
Jeff Bridges? Hey, he's... Hey,
What?
Sometimes people are starving.
How can he possibly be starving?
Sometimes people need to make the money to make the foods for the country so they can eat CEOs.
It's pretty clear that they just used footage of Jeff Bridges and CG'd the whole thing up.
And also, well,
actually, that's pretty clear that they did do that. Yeah. Yes.
The Emmy Rossum character and the Justin Chadwick character, they kind of bump uglies. And it's just like, wow, that's Bulma and Goku.
Okay, then.
Thanks.
Do they go around collecting balls?
Technically. Yeah, never mind.
This episode is over.
No! No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not? What are we going to talk about? We're out of scraps, aren't we?
Say your damn lines.
Oh, okay.
Krusty.
So, this has been another episode of the S-Words Podcast. You can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. You can also send us feedback at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. There are forums also on s-words-podcast.com. You can find them on the top page. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. You can find Kevin online at twitter.com/screwyouguys. And you can find Danny online.
No,
at,
you can't.
No, that's twitter.com/ no, you can't. And
you can attend Dom's Super Bowl party at
Krusty Way.
Yeah, Krusty Guacamole Way.
Yes.
And oh, William H. Macy. That's the guy's name.
Oh.
You can find William H. Macy online.
Actually, at twitter.com/WilliamHMacy.
Yeah. What was his celebrity marriage name again that Stephen Colbert gave him?
Muffman.
William Muffman. All right, good night, everybody.
Did not close it up right.
What do you mean I didn't close it up right?
This was the S words. Scraps. We are done now.
Dubs doobs.
www.s.com/dubs.
How's your pie?
Dubs.
So good. Hey, Kevin, how's your podcast?
How's your pie? Hey, James.
Yes.
Jimmy.
What?
How's your
Do
pie?
Not call me Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, how's your pie?
My pie is excellent and award winning.
Hey, Jimmy, if you and me were in these other movies where we're supposed to be saying stuff to each other.
Like what?
What
movies
would those be?
There would be My Dinner with Paul W.S. Anderson. That was award-winning. There is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? It's James Cameron. Also award-winning. My Dinner with Andre, starring James Cameron.
Award-winning?
Award-winning.
All your movies are on
E.T. E.T., okay. The M. Night Shyamalan. Award-winning.
Thank you.
That's the only award he's ever won.
I didn't think you were invited to this thing. Every time he's in the room with us, only we talk, and then somehow he shows up.
I think he is the devil.
You know, when you're in the same room as me, it means I'm not the worst filmmaker here.
That must make you feel good.
It does.
Do you know what increases the average quality of a movie?
Resident Evil.
Me.
Resident Evil.
You know what increases the average gross of a movie?
Resident Evil.
Me.
Resident Evil. Mortal Kombat?
Where did that one come from? I am confused.
They're making a TV show about my movies.
They are making a Mortal Kombat TV show?
Mortal Kombat.
Is that the one with Michael Jai White?
Oh, it's a web series.
I see.
On TVs.
Wow. I totally did not know that.
You don't have a TV series anymore. Oh!
You've never had a TV series.
He does have a point.
My buddy McGee does.
Do you know what? Do you know what my TV series had that you will never have? Jessica Alba in tight leather and vinyl.
But somehow still nobody watched it.
That is impressive.
This conversation is over.
Hey, isn't this something that's not award-winning?
It won many awards.
Yes.
They hang in my award case.
Yeah, from those, like, nerd things, like the Saturn Awards. I have those.
My God, I have to set all of my Saturn Awards on fire now.
Every Resident Evil movie has won a Saturn Award.
Are you serious? Are you freaking kidding
me? That puts me on the same level as you.
It does not. Nothing puts you on the same level as me.
Oh, really?
Do you know how much money I made?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How are your grosses?
Didn't you say that Alien vs. Predator is the third best Alien movie?
That's because there are only three Alien movies. Yes. Yes, I have said it, and therefore it must be so.
You know, we used to work together before you became an asshole.
There was a time when I wasn't an asshole.
You remember that time you electrocuted those worms?
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
So I read this in your biography about something you did that apparently you don't remember. You put some worms on a piece of meat. And then you needed the worms to move. So you electrocuted the meat to electrocute the worms to make a move.
I do not know what you are talking about. No animals were harmed in the making of my films.
What about an Avatar?
There were no animals.
There's
harmed
like tons of animals in that
the
movie.
Making of
yeah,
my
and film. They like get killed and stuff.
It's true.
But they were all CG animals. They were not real animals, and therefore it does not count.
What?
You know, I'm going to look you up on Wikipedia, and I'm going to find something that you've done that is clearly worse than Resident Evil.
That will be difficult, because I have just edited my own Wikipedia entry. Why?
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Do you know how much money Wikipedia gets from me? All of it.
What? Really?
Yes.
Did you
no,
just
no, that doesn't even make sense at all. What are you talking about?
I'm sure Jimmy Wells will thank you for that, but wouldn't you like all of your money?
By the way, I have just edited M. Night Shyamalan's entry. It starts with M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong is a poopy head.
Oh, I see that. That's why you bought it all.
I hope
apparently you were the
soon.
Executive producer for The Lost Tomb of Jesus.
That was an excellent film.
Wasn't that supposed to become a full-fledged film called
The
Burrito,
Shroud of Turin.
Burrito Wrap Jesus?
No, that was Baby Jesus you're thinking of. That was a Will Ferrell project.
I see here that you were the executive producer of Point Break.
Excellent. Do you know how much money Point Break made?
None of it.
Patrick Swayze.
Actually, it made none of it. You're right.
It
you're
made
right.
Patrick Swayze.
You're right, M. Night. You're right. You know what movie made more money than Point Break? The Last Airbender.
That doesn't count.
It also won more awards than Point Break. More Razzie awards, but them's still awards.
My trophy case is also very prominently placed.
Yes. With your one Oscar and your 15 Razzies.
They make a nice pyramid.
You have an Oscar? How did you feel when the Academy spelled your name wrong on TV during the Oscars?
Well,
they spelled your middle name as Nat, as in, like, Knights and Dragons and stuff. Instead of Nat, like...
Knight.
Nat.
Well, that is unfortunate, but at the same time... kind of impressive sounding.
Do you know what impressive sounding is? Me. I am the voice of money. Everything I touch turns to gold, including Point Break. Have you seen that out of all of these films, Point Break is the one that still is on stage. They do live-action Point Breaks now. Did you know that? That is a sign of quality.
What?
Live-action Point Break.
Now, who are you?
Huh? I'm Speed.
Who's this guy? He's in our room.
I don't know, but he has either made excellent movies or he has made terrible movies because there is no in-between.
Now, let me ask you, guy in the room, do you think you're allowed in this room with us?
I like the cookies. They're really good. They're really
Shut
tasty.
Up! This is not me. This is not the Paul W. Sanderson that my mama's... I'm done. Forget it. Forget it. This is going way too long. Now the cats are killing over. My nose and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect. Good job. Right. Good job, everyone.
Good job, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Especially you, jerk.
I'll speak. I love these cookies. They're so good.
So good.
Did anyone ask you?
Hold on. How's your cookie?
Oh, it's so good.
Now I feel like I'm David O. Russell. You should look up that if you don't get the joke.